Hi, thanks for having me on.
So you have these workshops called Corpse Meditation. Why do you think it's important that we contemplate death?
Well, I think contemplating death has a lot of value. It helps put a lot of things in our life in perspective, and particularly for people who have excessive fears of death, then exercises that help you contemplate death, whether that's a corpse meditation, whether that's watching films or reading books with themes of death in them, anything like that seems to be helpful in helping people reduce their fears of death.
So what are the specific practices you talk about and teach in the corpse meditation workshops you hold?
So the workshops themselves are really broad. They've been run to help teach psychologists how to work with people who have more. Some of the exercises we do in these workshops include things like corpse meditations, which involve trying to imagine and reflect on the image of your own body decaying. Other things are the use of games and apps, so card games that get people talking about death, normalizing it, watching films or reading books with themes of death. Really, it's anything that's getting people to accept that death is going to happen, to normalize it, and even to lighten the mood around death, to sort of break down this taboo that's something we shouldn't be talking about or thinking about.
So you said that it's a workshop that is run by psychologists for psychologists, but who else are these meditation practices for? Who would it really benefit?
Well, I think it could benefit anyone, really. So particularly, I think people who tend to avoid death, like I think a lot of us do, we tend to think that we shouldn't think about it. If we have thoughts of death, we try and push them away. But what we know from the research is that with any kind of anxiety or phobia, avoiding thinking about it, avoiding confronting the thing you're scared of, actually makes your anxiety worse. So I think they're particularly beneficial for people who are fearful of death, but I think for all of us that it's something we can get a lot of value out of doing.
And what are some of the common ways that we do deal with death, and why are these kind of insufficient?
So there are a couple of ways people tend to deal with their fears of death. For most people, they're probably doing things that are forms of denial but aren't necessarily interfering with their life. So things like buying into products that tell you they'll stop signs of aging, stop wrinkles, buying vitamins that tell us they're going to extend your lifespan. These kinds of things are one way of dealing with it, but they're probably more helpful ways. The less helpful ways of dealing with fears of death are what we typically see happening in mental health problems. So maybe it's people avoiding flying because they're worried about the plane crashing. Maybe it's people spending a lot of time each day washing their hands because they're worried about germs. These kinds of things are the less helpful ways of coping with fears of death because they end up creating a lot of distress for people and interfering with their life.
So, I mean, obviously your workshop is one of these ways, but rites of death and awareness have an origin in Buddhist practices, and generally they have a more open philosophy on death compared to our contemporary taboos. How do you think our society needs to kind of adapt to these kind of philosophies?
I think in our society there's a lot of denial about death. So we see people die in hospitals. They don't tend to die in homes like they used to. We hide away the aged in nursing homes. We have them in separate parts of our communities. So I think in a lot of these ways, it's contributing to this fear of death because we don't typically see death happen the way we used to. Of course, in ancient societies, people were dying all the time. They were dying in homes. It was much more normalized in this way. So I think there's a lot of work to be done in terms of changing our society in a way that death becomes more normalized and more something that we're familiar with.
Well, Rachel, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.